prime piece of real estate in downtown Phoenix is under the microscope. City leaders are exploring whether to keep or sell the south building of the convention center. Meetings to gather public input have been taking place over the summer, and as KJZZ's Christina Estes reports from the Downtown Bureau, public tours were held yesterday.
Have you guys attended any events here at the Convention Center, South Building in particular?
Before we hear about the different rooms, let's get a visual on the location of the Convention Center's oldest building. The South Building is right across from Chase Field. It stretches from Washington to Jefferson Streets, 3rd Street to 5th Street. Economic Development Director Chris Mackey calls it a mega block.
This is a 9-acre site, and a standard city block is just about 2 acres. And so it's a number of city blocks that's under roof in one building.
More than a decade ago, Phoenix added 2 convention buildings as part of a $600 million expansion. The plan also called for a link between the new North Building and the South Building under Washington Street. But that never happened. Now, thanks to light rail and a permanent underground shoring wall, it almost certainly never will. Which leads us to Wednesday's tours.
We will head back through the doors behind us and head into the exhibit hall next.
People who work in the tourism industry and people who work for developers are among those checking out the 143,000 square feet of meeting and exhibit space.
So this is the South Ballroom. This is 28,000 square feet.
Sales manager Susan Watson points out a 6,000 square foot full production stage.
And then directly behind the stage, there's dressing rooms, VIP rooms, and then we also have a full kitchen.
The South Ballroom also features sports history. Convention Center Deputy Director Jerry Harper says it's where Major League Baseball held its 1997 expansion draft to fill the Arizona Diamondbacks' first roster.
They had tables set up classroom style up by the stage, and the general managers were there with their phones, and this is where they actually made the phone calls on which players they were drafting for the team's first year.
Local connections to the South Building remain strong. It's where the Salvation Army has served thousands of Christmas dinners, where rock and roll marathon runners and volunteers gather before race day, and where crowds check out wedding vendors at the annual Arizona Bridal Expo. Nearly 90 events, most of them local, keep the South Building busy more than 200 days a year.
It needs to stay here, like it is, and be meeting space.
Jill Philippe and Phyllis Hall want the South Building to stay. As event managers, it's their job to find good places for companies and groups to meet. They know developers are knocking on the city's door, and some would like to knock down the South Building.
It might sound very appealing to have a lot of money up front, but in the long term, I think we'd be looking at losing a lot of money because those large number conventions would go elsewhere.
Or at least to be, if they decide to develop it, to keep it, make it multi-use. So it stays convention center maybe on the ground floor and they can build up and do something else above it.
That's one option Chris Mackey has been hearing at community meetings as the city considers selling the site, renovating it, or coming up with a public-private partnership deal.
I would say if there's one thing I've heard the most, it's creating more open space and more green space in downtown as kind of the little pocket parks and the respites for people when they're in downtown.
In addition to input from residents and convention customers, the City Council will rely on a market study that will analyze current and future convention and hotel business. The idea, Mackey says, is to provide enough information for leaders to make a decision that's in the city's best interest in the long term. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.